Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, today is a very significant day. Today is Top Gun Day. The greatest American cinema film to ever be released to the world. Top Gun. 1986 was the year. Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer, two of the main actors.
Thank you for clarifying.
Maverick, Iceman, Goose, R.I.P. We still Boy, think about you, Goose.
What?
Oh, good morning, Camel Nation.
Good morning. That was
If you
weird.
Don't know anything about me, you know that I am obsessed with Tom Cruise. Anything
obsessed.
He does, he's my favorite actor of all time.
Yeah.
I think he's the greatest American actor
Why?
To live.
Why is that?
I know that you love him. He just gets me going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think he's the best. Everybody can have their favorite, right?
Yeah. No, 100%. I just never really knew. I knew that you were obsessed with him, but I never really knew why.
Yeah.
And just, clearly you also don't know why.
I'm obsessed with him because I think he's the best to ever do it. His athleticism. He does all his own since the beginning of time.
I do appreciate that.
And the first time I saw him in the cockpit of an F-14 Tomcat in that movie, I was like, whoa, this guy is the coolest guy ever. So, I've been following his career closely ever since. I have several posters on my wall.
That's wild. Well, happy Top Gun Day.
Monuments for
you.
Thank you. Thank you. For Tom Cruise.
Yes.
So today, I just found out that today is Top Gun Day.
That's pretty cool.
I did a little research. I'm like, yeah, okay. So,
in honor of it, will you be watching it later?
Yeah. Do you remember when we had that flyby? It was like during the pandemic, I think, because I was at my other house in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
I said my other house as if I have several houses. No, my previous house that I was renting in Scottsdale, and they were going to do an F-35 flyover. I don't remember what sporting event it was for. But I remember I put Top Gun on the TV during the flyover.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course you did.
Nerd.
This scene, actually, which is the most hype scene ever.
Is he on the bike? Is that?
No, this is the very beginning when they're out in the middle of the ocean on the aircraft carrier. And they're just about to fight some. Well, they don't fight, actually, but they get encountered
by some bogeys,
some enemies. And Wolfman starts to freak out. And he's like, I don't know if I could do it, Mav. He's like, stay on my wing. I'll bring you in.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, okay, I'm so glad to enjoy this day with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, that's about it for that. What else is happening today? You went to go see my favorite actor of all time last night.
Yeah, I did, but I can't tell you about it for like two more days. Sorry.
You could say if it was good or not, no?
Meh.
Well, I wouldn't spoil
it. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what it was like.
Oh.
I would say set your standards. Subpar.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
We can't all be Tom Cruise fanatics.
It's not even that. I'll tell you in a couple of days.
Yeah, okay.
When I can. Yeah.
All right.
I also don't want to spoil it for you because you're going to go see it next week. So.
I am. Yeah, please don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it for you.
You're going to spoil it, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. We got another opportunity for you to guess the secret sound coming up at 7:30, which we have clues out there. If you'd like to take a look at them, they're at camel1079.com on our website.
So you can go find those because they're not going anywhere. And then later today, you can get a new clue with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron.
Boom. That's how that works. So it's all coming up on the show. Enjoy your Taco Tuesday. Let's go, Camel Nation.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, there are two top wives in the world. Number one is my own.
That's true. She's pretty great.
Brooklyn Dana. And number two is Bill's wife, Leah.
Ooh, what'd she do?
She got him a birthday gift that I think may be a little overboard.
Okay.
I mean, this is one of my favorite things in the world to do. And Bill is going to enjoy it for his birthday. Let's break the news to him now.
All right, let's call him.
Hello.
Hey, is this Bill?
Who's this?
Hey, Bill. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I break news.
Yeah. What is this about? Like, I'm not really have any time for, like,
okay, sorry. I'll get straight to the point. It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's favorite kicking country radio station. I have some news from your wife, Leah.
Really?
Yeah. So, apparently...
What is it? Yeah.
Apparently, Bill, there's a special date coming up this weekend, and it's your birthday. So, number one...
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. And also, number two... I have some other news. She booked you a tea time for you and three of your friends at TPC Scottsdale this weekend.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Sounds
way.
Like a terrible time.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She said, tell them it was bright and early so they can avoid the heat also.
Oh, that's
so
very
you're
going
to have to wake up at like 7 o'clock.
Oh, no.
I'll wake up at 2 o'clock. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, I've been trying to get in there for 5 years. I can't believe it. Yeah. This is for real, right? Because you're not effing with me, right?
Well,
make sure this is real.
Well, I am the message bearer. I do not follow through with the plan. So that's up to you and Leah. You're going to have to work that out.
Okay.
But she said that she got you booked, you know, a tea time for four. So you and three friends. So the most difficult decision you're going to have to make is who you're taking with you.
Nico
Bill.
And I are both available, by the way.
We are good friends also. Good friends.
Well, hopefully not all my friends are listening. So I'll have, you know, hopefully some room to choose, you know.
Well, dude, happy birthday. Yeah. Enjoy TPC Scottsdale.
Thank you. That's thank you. Sick. And thank you for the good news. And my wife rocks. That's amazing. I have
she
to do something
rock.
For her, too. That's great.
You're welcome. Yeah. And also, Cheyenne, news broken.
Air 5.
Have fun, Bill.
Thank you.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Ever been caught with your pants down, Cheyenne?
Depends. In what manner? Are we talking legitimately with my pants down or like philosophically, like I was made to look stupid?
Yeah, I was going with the literal sense of the phrase caught with your pants down because that's exactly what happened to my son.
No!
At church,
no
less.
Stop it. What do you mean?
So we took our seats in the pew. Justin, you know, he's always got ants in his pants. He's got to keep moving.
Yeah.
And normally we just sit in the back in the chairs because we don't like to disturb anyone on the end of the pew. But this time we sat in the pew. Justin, ants in the pants, leaves, got to go to the bathroom. Okay, cool. 5 minutes go by. I look at Dana, my wife, Brooklyn. Dana, beautiful lady.
she is beautiful.
And I said, you think he's all right? And she goes, yeah, he should be fine. 10 minutes go by. I then look at Brooklyn Dana and I go, and she goes, go check up on him.
When mom says go check, it means that she's got the feeling something's off.
Yeah, we gave him a little grace. We gave him a little, a little grace.
Because you were in church.
He may have been pooping. I don't know. So I decided I'm going to get up and go check on him. So I go to the bathroom and I hear him rustling in the stall.
No.
So I'm thinking maybe it's not going so smooth in there.
Yeah, like something's happening.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, kids might be having an issue. Might need the prune juice a little bit later.
Yeah, they get a little backed up.
But that was not the case. So I said, hey, Joss, you okay? And he goes, yeah, I'm okay, Dad. And I was like, do you need help? And he goes, maybe. I was like,
What do you mean, maybe?
What is this all about? So then I go, okay, unlock the door, bud. So I went in the stall, and he's got his shorts buckled, like the button is buttoned. So they're buttoned up, and he's trying to slide them up his legs, but they're clearly not, they're way too tight. Like, wait, I don't know how he got him on in the first place. So they're way too tight. Yeah. But he still has the button done.
Because like, he pulled him down without buttoning him.
I said, Joss, you've been in here 10 minutes trying to pull up your shorts? And he goes, yeah, Dad, I can't get them on. They're too tight. I was like, are you for real? It just took you 10 minutes to figure out they're too tight? But this poor kid, man, he couldn't undo the button in order to then loosen the pants shorts so then he could pull them up over his butt. So I said, oh, you poor thing. I love you. You dear thing. So I unbuttoned it. And I swear to you, I then buttoned his shorts and they were so tight that we could not get the zipper up unless we did that like 1960s. Like, you hold the jeans, you hold the shorts and I will pull on that zipper.
How did he button them up in the first place?
I have no idea how he got, but they looked totally normal while they were on him, which
That's
was the crazy
wild.
Part. Like, he wasn't busting out of them, but this button was not giving in. So he couldn't, his little fingers, he didn't have the strength to get the button out.
Poor little pumpkin.
Poor kid, he was in there 10 minutes trying to pull up his pants.
Just on the struggle bus with his pants down.
I was like, you okay, man? So we immediately went to Walmart and I bought him like $100 worth of elastic waisted shorts.
Absolutely.
Like, we got him super big too. So he'll grow into them. We do not see this happening in the near future. Thank God.
Yeah.
But that was, he got stuck in the moment.
That's unfortunate.
And it was pretty funny.
Kids will do that though. Like, kids, they get themselves into these predicaments and they're not old enough to have like the wherewithal as to how to get out of it.
Yeah. No.
So they're just like,
he didn't know what to do.
He was just there.
He couldn't ask somebody for help. Walk out of the bathroom with these shorts around his ankles.
What I find funnier is that he had 10 minutes to go through this scenario in his head. He knew he was stuck. He knew he couldn't go out of the bathroom with his pants down.
No, he couldn't.
But when you walked in and said, are you okay? He still said he was fine.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, thanks, Dad. Yeah, I need help.
I think I'm okay, Dad.
No, you're not.
But he knew where we were sitting in the pews was a long hop away. It was a long hop, and he was not willing to hop that far.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun. Poor sweet
602-894-5653. Camel Nation, if you ever got stuck or one of your kids got stuck, you can text us. You can call us. Let us know your story. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I told you about my son getting stuck in the bathroom with his pants down.
It's the funniest story I've heard all week.
And the fact that he was at church just really made it that much better.
Cherry on top, to be honest.
We got Scott in Mesa on the phone. Scott, did this ever happen to you and your family?
Oh, you guys have no idea. My youngest, like, this kid is a mess. Like, I love him. I love him.
What do you do?
Thank you for your honesty.
Well, he's in this tree climbing phase now, which, great, whatever. But he got stuck in a tree for 4 hours.
What?
4 hours? Was it 4 hours because you couldn't figure out how to get him down?
Yeah. Well, no. It like he was just out there. I guess for forever. He got stuck up in the tree. I ended up having to call the fire department because.
Oh my! What?
Where did you think he was for 4 hours?
I thought he was. I thought, I don't know. I thought he was playing, taking a nap, or playing with his brother. Like, I don't know. They were doing kid stuff last time I checked on him, and I got sucked into some TV,
and then the panic set in.
Oh,
like,
no!
What?
I heard this faint little voice. And I was like, what is that? And I went outside.
He's parched and just half withered away in the tree.
Yeah. The thing that killed me is the top of the tree leans towards the house, like maybe a foot, right? It's still like 18 feet from the house.
Oh, my.
But he's like, oh, maybe since it leans towards the house, I'll climb higher and then I can jump to the roof.
No.
Oh, my God.
He was so high up in that tree.
That's crazy.
I'm so impressed with how brave he is, but I am so worried about how dumb he is.
It can be scary, man. It can be scary. He's up there. He's like, I don't want to drop down or I'll break something.
Yeah. But also, my dad is going to kill me.
Yeah.
That's right. So let me go higher because I can definitely make the 18th grade.
He got a first
jump.
Yeah, he got a first-hand look into what distance actually looks like.
Yeah, he was up there shivering. And he was like, Papa.
Papa.
Papa. Is that you, Papa? Camel Country, good morning. Tell us your story.
It was me and my brother. This was back in early 2000s. He must have been 4, maybe 5 years old. We lived up in Washington. Mm-hmm. And so we were playing out front, and our dad was out there with us. The garage door was shut, and we wanted to go out and ride our bikes. So my dad said, okay, stay right here. And he so he could go in and open the garage to get our bikes. Well, I followed him. My brother stayed out there. He grabs, there was handles on the bottom of the garage door because it used to be the manual door, but then my dad put the electric motor in.
Yeah.
He grabs onto the handle. My dad opens the garage door, and he just starts going up, holding on, and he got his hands wedged in between, the front. Obviously, it's not stucco up there, but just the garage door frame and the door frame.
Yeah.
But then, since there was that weight, we couldn't push the button to bring it back down, so we had to disconnect everything to manually pull it back down. And he had, when I tell you, it almost looked like, for me being, there's a 4-year difference between us, so maybe seven or eight, give or take. It looked like his hands came off. Because they were just so red from just being pinched.
Poor pumpkin. Oh, I bet he never did that again, though.
Hey, it's one of those things where you do it once and you never do it again.
Absolutely.
He stayed away from the garage door for years.
Oh, I bet. How traumatizing.
Wow. I'm glad he still has his hands, though.
Traumatizing for me, traumatizing for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
Wow.
Well, at least you guys can laugh about it now, clearly.
Oh, 100%. I mean, when I tell you, there's so many stories of him getting stuck places. I wish I could tell you guys all of them, but obviously I know you guys only got time for this one.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well,
that's awesome.
Josh, thanks for taking time to call us this morning.
Of course. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. Well, we
appreciate
love you.
It, man.
Have a great day.
Have a great one.
You too.
Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning. This is Justin and AJ.
What's your story?
My wife and I and our oldest daughter were at a trampoline park and, just having a good time. And then all of a sudden I look over and my wife is just sitting on the trampoline just by herself with her legs closed. And I walked over there like, what's going on? And she goes, oh, I ripped my pants.
and
she's wearing yoga pants and straight up from her belly button down to her, butthole area. just ripped. And so we're like, oh, crap, what do we do? So, me and my daughter were, surrounding her as we try to leave, and we end up going to Target, and we're just like, why are those people walking so close? We all found the yoga pants for her, and we got her fixed up, but, yeah, she was stuck. It was great.
That's hilarious. Justin, I am sure your wife appreciates the fact that you just shared her pants-ripping story on the radio.
Well, I'm sure I'll hear about it later, but she's fast asleep right now, so what you don't know, don't hurt her.
There we go.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
You guys know I'm going to California for Memorial Day weekend?
Yes.
Well, we finally locked in our plans. We are not only going to Legoland on Friday,
Woo!
But on Saturday, we're going to the San Diego Zoo.
Yay!
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
That's
Can
so exciting.
I get an amen.
Amen.
Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone today?
Daryl and Chandler, what do you got for us?
Hey, so last night I cooked the most amazing steak, and I do not know how to cook or grill.
Ooh.
I burn everything. I've gotten people sick before.
Did you just say you've gotten people sick before?
I mean, it's not proven, but I'm pretty sure.
Yep, that's what he said.
It won't hold up in court.
But I really don't know what I did. It was the best, and I really hope I can do it again. So can I get an amen?
Amen! you the perfectly cooked steak. I love that. Good for you.
I kind of want to come over for steak dinner, but I also, well, I'm not sure about it.
The part where I might have gotten people sick didn't deter you from
Yeah,
that.
The fact that he accidentally made a good steak.
I don't know if that's enough for me.
Yeah.
It's Can I Get a Name In? We do it every weekday. It's our chance to celebrate the wins with you, no matter how big or how small. So if you got a name in, you can hit us up 602-894-5653.
Time for the secret sound. We do it every single morning at 7:30 a.m. weekday mornings on Camel 107.9. Cheyenne, what will they win?
If you can guess the secret sound, you are signing yourself up to receive 10 signed autographed guitars from events that we've had here at Camel Country.
Some of the biggest artist names are on these guitars.
Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne, Hardy, Brett Eldridge, Shaboozy, Ashley McBride, you know, artists from Not So Silent Night in 2017, Country Thunder 2019, like Dierks Bentley. These are huge artists.
All right, we got Kelly in Florence on the phone. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, have you done your homework for the secret sound?
I have not, but I think I have an idea of what it might be.
Oh, okay. All right, let's
do it. We're low-key winging it. I like it.
Here we go.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Kelly, who hails from Florence, welcome to The Secret Sound, and this is it.
All right, Kelly, what do you think The Secret Sound is?
I think it's one of those, like, the kids' popper toys that they push around and the little balls pop.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
A kid's popper toy that is a ball that you...
It's like a...
Do around.
You know, it's on wheels, and it has a handle, and then the plastic dome with multiple balls
in
it.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, pops the balls up.
No, that is not the secret sound, Kelly.
No, it's not the secret sound. But I do hear what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not it.
Thank you so much for taking a guess this morning. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
Have a great day.
Okay. Kids toy. Not a kids toy.
Not a kids toy.
If you have a weak stomach, turn it off. If you have a weak stomach, turn it off.
It's not that bad.
I never want you to turn us off.
We're not talking about gross stuff. It's just...
What we're going to talk about is what we watch.
Yes.
And it can be gross from time to time. I find myself always starting on these videos and watching them all the way through. I cannot take my eyes away from the train wreck that is the Hoof GP on any social media. I will watch this guy's videos. All he does, he's a farrier that takes cows into this, like, mechanical machine that lifts their leg up, and he just chips away at their hooves, and he gets rid of the infections, and sometimes there's, like, nails and rocks in there in their hooves, and I can't stop watching it, Cheyenne.
I am also obsessed with farrier work. Not just even cows, but even like horse farriers where they're putting on the horseshoes and stuff.
Yes.
And like watching them
when they take
clean.
Those huge clippers.
Yeah, and they just...
Ah,
oh, it's beautiful. I love
so
it
good.
So much. But so I just started following the Hoof GP guy because you told me about him.
Yeah, he's
I
my
follow Nate the Hoof guy. Oh, it's mesmerizing.
It's so good. It's so satisfying.
It is.
When they find like a little pocket of infection.
Yeah.
And they just hit it that one time with the scraper, and then it kind of does a little, and it spurts,
and it just comes out.
Oh.
It's on the same level of like pimple popping.
Yeah,
and I love Dr. Pimple Popper. I will watch pimple popping all day long.
I like pimple popping also.
Yeah,
it just doesn't do it for me as much as the Hoof GP because they're way more gnarly.
They are though.
And then one of my other favorites is the guy who scrapes the barnacles off the lobsters.
I love that guy. We have the same algorithm.
That guy, I can watch him scrape barnacles.
Yep.
The way he says barnacles,
mm-hmm.
I just want to hear him say barnacle.
And then I like it when he gives them like the lobsters a snack and they like clamp it with their claw.
They clap it with the claw, and then they're off back to the
ocean.
I
watched one where it was a very big lobster. Actually, we might have watched it together because this is what we do together. And she like cuddled it. Like, you remember? He like put the fish in her claw and she like cuddled it up. But the other thing that I've been obsessed with watching lately, complete doom scrolling.
Uh huh.
Katina eats kilos.
Oh, competitive eating.
Competitive eating.
Yes.
And not like how fast can you, like not like hot dog challenges, but like
yeah.
massive food challenges.
Like 10-pound burritos.
It's wild.
I'm going to eat this bowl of ramen that weighs 32 pounds.
Yes.
She's literally 100 pounds.
She's also a competitive figure bikini athlete.
Yeah.
Like, she competes in bikini competitions.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The way these people put away this food. I watch her. Mm-hmm. I also watch my favorite guy of all time is Beard Meets Food.
I just started following him. Yep. Oh,
the Beard. This guy's from England also.
It's pretty great.
And he's very smart and he's very clever. And that's what gets me going on it because, like, his commentary over it, he's got a great wit about him.
I love that.
Just amazing videos. Beard Meets Food. If you want to watch this skinny little British guy with a big beard devour
food.
Like 50 pounds of nachos. Watch these videos.
It makes me want to do a food challenge, which we've talked about before.
I know. We just got to put it on the books.
We really do.
I feel like I would do well.
I do too. I think I say that. I probably wouldn't.
You put pizza in my face.
I will.
I'm a different person. Yeah. I'm a different person. I turn into a maniac.
My inhibitions go out the door.
This is the problem with me is I always get way stuffed after eating 15 slices of pizza, mm-hmm. and my brain is still going, hold on, I thought we were just picking a pepperoni off the top of it.
Yep.
I'm like, no, I'm five deep already, buddy.
And then you're like, well, I'm already here, so I might as well keep going.
Might as well.
100%.
I love it so much. So if you are so inclined and you want to doom scroll those people, we need Hoof GP, Katina Eats Kilos, mm-hmm. Beard Meets Food, and the Bionicle Guy.
Yep, the Bionicle Guy.
There we go.
So those are ours. Those are what we like to doom scroll. We do it together literally in studio. We'll just be like, oh my God, watch this. And then we'll sit here and we'll watch it. So if you want to know what we do in a commercial break, that's it. but what are you guys doom scrolling so that we can enjoy this doom scroll with you? You can text us 602-894-5653 or call us up. It's the same phone number. It's pretty easy.
I am now obsessed with not only the competitive eaters, but there is a new doom scrolling type of video that's showing up in my algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've reposted it so many times now because I love them. It's the AI babies.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's the babies.
They're
if you don't know what I'm talking about.
If
you don't know what I'm talking about, please search AI baby. I don't know if AI baby is going to get you there.
It might, because there's a couple accounts that are doing it now.
They're so good. My favorite one is the Judge Judy baby.
Yeah, she's really
good. Her eyebrows are phenomenal. And she's, like, the most recent version has her with, like, little baby pigtails on top of her head with little daisy clips. So it's like Judge Judy as a baby just scolding these people with little baby daisy clips.
Funny. I
so
it's like,
just to describe what we're talking about, it's AI babies that are reenacting these very grown-up situations.
Yeah.
We'll put it on our story on Instagram, so like, at Nico and Cheyenne. It's so great.
At Nico and Cheyenne, follow us. There was one where they did the Goodfellas scene between Joe Pesci. And he's like, hey, I'm a clown? How am I a clown? And he's like, I don't know. You make people laugh. Oh, do I amuse you? And it's like a little tiny baby doing all this stuff.
They also do a lot of like Theo Vaughn podcast ones.
Yeah, podcast.
The Theo Vaughn baby is adorable.
But the original content ones are just as funny too. Have you guys seen any of those?
Yes.
Like the Talking Baby podcast where he's like interviewing the family dog.
Those are so funny.
And the dog's responding.
It's like, first things first, what are you? Clearly you're hairier than me, but we're not the same. Like,
yeah, we're on the baby train right now, big time.
It's so great.
So definitely search that out. Follow all of those accounts because they're popping up like crazy. I saw one that was like, it still said the new banner on it and it had 240,000 followers.
Wild.
Like within a week.
And it's wholesome content too. Like, we're not telling you to follow trash.
No.
It's pretty funny
stuff.
It's
all good fun.
We're not the only ones who love Katina Eats Kilos though, because I see a bunch of text messages from other listeners.
She's super popular.
She's very popular. And I enjoy her. I think that what I appreciate about her is that she appreciates good food.
Yeah.
And like will tell you if it's good food, like, oh, that's a great burger. She's like, it's a burger.
You know what sold me on Katina Eats Kilos?
Huh.
She weighs about 105 pounds.
Yes.
She's in crazy good shape because she does like competitive physique competitions and stuff like that. But she went to someplace in Texas. I forget what it's called. Oh my God, I forget what it's called, y'all. It's in Texas. Gilligan's or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where they have the 72-ounce Big Texan steak.
Oof.
And she smoked it.
Oh, of course she did.
72-ounce
steak. She does so well with steak.
I need to follow this girl immediately.
Yeah. I need to be friends with her.
Vicariously through her.
I just want to eat like her and not gain a pound. That would be really cool.
She probably...
I would love to know what her diet looks like outside. She probably works her butt off.
Well, Beard Meets Food is very transparent about it. He's like, yeah, I eat lettuce 5 days a week, and then 2 days a week, or 1 day a week, I eat like a crazy madman. And then the next day, I don't eat anything, basically, because I'm still full.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay.
He eats like lettuce 5 days a week.
Okay, so he's a rabbit.
Just to expand his stomach.
5 days out of the week.
Yeah. So let's do that. New diet for summer.
The new version of the summer shred we were not prepared for.
Get your dream scroll on. And follow Nico and Cheyenne, N-I-K-O and...
C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
Cheyenne. There you go. It's Nico and Cheyenne and producer AB Baby on this one.
Hey, I got a shout out.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm real.
He always cries and complains that he doesn't give
you never mentioned me.
You never turned on my microphone even. There's a reason for that.
I get it. I've been punished.
So
Carter.
I've been a night jock my entire career. I've been a nightclub DJ. Like, waking up before 10 a.m. in my life was never a thing.
Yeah.
So I'd never had to wake up early. Even when I had to wake up for our weekly jock meeting that was at like 9:30, I was like, ugh, mornings.
Gross.
So I started off my career by setting like 3 alarms. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wake up for your dream job. Good morning. Like, I was trying to be inspiring with the alarms too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just got to the point where my wife would just wake me up. She was my alarm, because after the third one, she'd be like, Nico, wake up!
Yeah.
I don't want to be up at 4:30 in the morning, so let me sleep. And I'm like, dang, I really need to lock this down.
Yeah.
So I started to get myself into sleeping earlier, which was the key. As long as you get to bed early, you can pop up on one alarm, and that's what I do now.
Yeah.
I go to bed no later than like 9:30, sometimes like 10, which still
most
gives me
nights,
around
yeah.
6.5 hours of sleep, which
still
is
solid sleep,
which is great for me.
Yeah.
So I need one alarm.
Oh,
good
I would
morning.
Not wake up to that.
Oh, I love the soothing alarms. Yeah, the ones that build.
No,
like I can't do the.
That's what I have to have the.
Nah, I can't do that one. My wife would absolutely murder me in my sleep.
Oh, probably.
Which is very not conducive to waking up at your alarm.
Then you would never wake up ever again.
Exactly. What is your situation, Cheyenne?
I have 2 alarms in the morning, but they are separated by about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Let me explain. I have 2 reasons. It started out as this was your warning alarm.
Uh-huh.
And when it would go off, I would be like, okay, I got 45 minutes to like go back to sleep. And like mentally, I knew that I was going to have to get up, right?
Yeah.
So then my second alarm would go off and I would be up and on my way. And now it has shifted into, this has been in the last year or so, it's shifted into being my cardio alarm. So I have a cardio alarm that goes off about 45 minutes to an hour before my get ready alarm. So if it goes off and I've had good sleep, I'll pop up, I'll go down to the garage, I'll get cardio in, then I go get ready for work. If I didn't get good sleep or I just for whatever reason need more sleep, I shut it off. I go back to bed for 45 minutes and I get up at my second alarm.
Okay, so 2 alarms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 2 different times of waking
2
up.
2 different times. So technically...
So I would say that's 1 alarm per wake up.
Yeah, because I have 2 different reasons for them.
Yeah.
So,
so I'm going to go one alarm on you.
Look at me.
Now, this guy over here... What is your situation, producer AB Baby?
Oh, he just set you up.
Don't this guy
me. This guy over here.
Okay, so I have 3, but...
Thank you for being honest.
But number 2 and 3 are strictly a safety net.
What's the time separation between them?
10 minutes apiece.
Okay.
Okay. So
and
the
then,
normal is like 9 minutes on the snooze.
My snooze is 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought the iPhone was 9. I don't really snooze, so I don't really know.
See, I've been doing really good. I've been doing just 1 alarm for months now.
Okay. But now you're up to 3.
Self-growth.
No, I'm saying I get up on the first.
Okay.
Like,
the others are a safety
net. Yes. I set 3,
just
use 1.
Just in case the first one doesn't work.
Set 3, use 1.
Okay.
And then you turn them off every morning, because what would happen is I would set three,
and then you forget.
And then I'd be in the shower,
yeah.
And then it'd be like, dee, 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 and my wife would bring the phone into the shower and drop it into the shower.
Yeah, yeah, I would do that too.
100%.
I don't think, I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I don't think I've ever slept through an alarm since starting morning radio.
Oh,
I did one time, but it was because I forgot to turn it from vibrate to sound.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, dang. At the alarm doesn't go off?
Oh, no, it went off, but it was just this.
Buzz?
In the carpet next to the bed.
Oh, that's very inconvenient.
And then when I woke up and saw sunlight through the blinds, I was like, something's gone terribly amiss.
What type of alarmer are you? Call us up, 602-894-5653. So I'm a one and done-er. I need one alarm, boom. Beep, 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 beep. I'm up and at 'em.
I love that for you. I need two. I need one. It's my morning cardio alarm. And then if I just can't get up, I got my, hey, it's time to get up alarm.
And then there's Nikki in Goodyear. Good morning, Nikki.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Hey, we're good. How many alarms do you need to get up in the morning?
I have 5 alarms.
Hey!
You have 5 alarms?
That's a record. That's a world record, I think.
It's a lot of number. Why do you need 5?
You know, it just works for me. I have a hard time getting up with just one. By 2, I still want to go back to sleep. And 3 is my backup. And then 4 is, okay, absolutely need to get up right now. And then 5 is the just in case, the absolutely you need to get up right now or you're going to be late doesn't work. I have the 5th one.
I love that you say that the 3rd is your backup, but really your backup is 5. You have 5 alarms to get up. Do you not sleep well?
I think I'm impressed by how normal she made that sound.
It's not a big deal to her.
She was like, you know what? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you sleep alone? Because I feel like if I was in bed with you or in the same room, I would be so mad.
Yeah, I have a roommate, but we don't hold each other accountable.
Oh, different rooms. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
So, I'm alone and I'm just I am a really deep sleeper.
Okay. I guess I could see that.
We could tell. You're one alarm short of pouring a bucket over your head in the morning going, wake up! In fireman speak, a 5-alarm fire, that's the really bad one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the bad. That's all hands on deck.
That's Nikki's life right there.
This is gonna collapse.
Every morning. So what do you do when you go to a hotel or something and you have to wake up early for an event or whatever? Do you still set 5 alarms?
Yeah, when you go sleep somewhere else, it definitely throws off your sleep. And I mean, I've had definitely as many as I think I've done 10.
What?
Girl!
To be safe, yeah.
You need to see a sleep specialist. I'm concerned.
She needs to create her own alarm clock. That beats her upside the head or something.
It's on a wheel and just smacks her in the face.
Well, good luck with that one. I will not be sleeping over anytime soon, Nikki.
I would hope not. You're married.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
This is James in Scottsdale. You guys were talking about the alarm clock?
Yeah, what's your situation in the morning?
I wake up, I just decide what time I'm going to wake up, and I just wake up that time. It could be 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. My wife thinks I'm a freak in nature because she has to have 4 or 5 alarms.
And you just know, your body just knows when it's time to get up?
Yeah.
That sounds like a superpower. That sounds like you've got a superpower.
You don't sound like a freak of nature at all. You sound very normal, in fact.
She trips out all the time because I'll be I'm going to get up. I got to get up and go to work at 2 in the morning. And then I'll wake up, no alarm or anything at 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then she's like, I don't know how you do it, but.
That's wild. Who are you?
Yeah. You are definitely a cyborg. And thank you for checking in this morning.
Yep.
Freak of nature, no. Maybe a robot, but that's okay.
We're just messing around. Have a great day, brother. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Hey, Chris and Mesa. How many alarms do you set for yourself in the morning?
Honestly, I don't set any. My wife sets the alarm. I get up with her every morning.
Smart.
She usually sets one.
You're probably the luckiest man on the planet.
Very smart, yeah. Let her do the dirty work.
She leaves the house at 7. I don't have to leave till 8. So she gets up at 6, so I just get up with her.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
That's very nice of you.
I appreciate that.
I would have been like, shh.
Yeah. Yes, stop waking me up.
Every once in a while, I want to go back to bed, but I just get up. I help her with the child, and then she takes the child to school, so it works out.
With the child?
The child? Is it Baby Yoda?
The child. The chosen one. I like that, Chris.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious.
It is the child.
It is the child.
It is.
That's so funny.
Well, hey man, that sounds like a good routine.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
Well, she likes to get up at 4 a.m. every morning and she wakes us both up. So.
Wait, you say nothing about 4 a.m.
Yeah, why'd she get up at 4?
Oh, the child.
Oh,
the child does.
The child.
The seed awakens at 4 a.m.
The seed starts to sprout. Hi! I'm taking my son to karate tonight.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm too much of a distraction, though. I've noticed that whenever I'm in his class with him, like, a lot of the parents just kind of drop their kids off and they peace.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't do that. Oh. That's not me.
Oh, a lot of parents do.
That's wild. If they're that's like, the choice that you make, then okay. That's just not for me.
I'm going to go have a coffee. Mm-mm. My son's in karate. I'm going to go have a coffee. And I'm sitting there, and I normally do my show prep during that time period, but I can't be in his, like, in his peripheral or anything.
Yeah.
Because he will totally look at me every 5 seconds for, like, approval. He'll look back after he does, like, a sweet kick and go, what'd you think of that, Dad?
My 8-year-old does the same thing. Yeah. So I like to sit in the car. I like to be able to see to make sure that, like, he knows that I can see him.
Yeah.
But he can't see me.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That's kind of where I have to be with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, this is kind of like some scientific stuff. Whenever you're with your kid, they're always looking for approval.
Right.
Always. So if you're always buried in your phone, then your kids are always going to wonder why they're not buried in their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads to everyone's on their devices.
Yep.
So if you're ever hanging out with your kid, no matter where you are, at the park or at karate, pay attention to them because they will be looking back at you for approval. Like, whoa, hey, Dad, did you see that? Did you see that?
And if
always
you didn't,
give them a little thumbs up.
Yeah. The phone will ruin relationships.
That is my word of wisdom today.
I love that. Thank you for sharing it.
Hey, no problem. I'm sure somebody else made that. And I'm taking credit right now.
You stole it.
Camel Nation, another opportunity to guess the secret sound tomorrow at 7:30. And, of course, tonight at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron, another clue.
But you can catch all the other clues online at camel1079.com. So you can go there. But, again, the brand new clue for tonight is going to be at 5 with the afternoon show.
That's right. And stream our show on the Audacy app. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search Nico and Cheyenne. Listen to everything we do and judge us.
Or just love us, because we're pretty great.
Yeah, judge us in a positive way, of course. All right, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mysteries seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Audacy app or wherever you get your podcasts.